Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the cessation of hostilities. Truce brokered by the United States and Russia took effect at midnight Damascus time. That truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, the members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in reformist and modern conservatives, allowing President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. This announcer for Iran's Al Alam TV said the turnout was heavy and the lines were long. Former Iranian President Abdelhassan Mani Sadr, living in exile in France, said voting turnout was not high at all, and in many locations, he says, only a few dozen people showed up to vote. Voters choose members of parliament, have chosen that, and the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the choosing of the supreme leader. Al-Shabaab militants set off two explosives in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. It happened Friday at the gate of a popular park in a near hotel, leaving at least 12 people dead. Officials said the dead included security forces and civilians. Al-Qaeda-linked group carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News. United States and Nigeria are in talks about sending U.S. military advisors to Nigeria's Borno State to help with the fight against Boko Haram. A U.S. official told VOA that the talks are ongoing, but no decision has been made about the proposed deployment. United States already has about 250 military personnel in Cameroon running a drone operation to keep track of Boko Haram activity. Two prominent Turkish journalists have been freed from pre-trial detention following the intervention of the Constitutional Court. The journalists, who still face a trial and up to 30 years in jail on charges of revealing state secrets, have become the focal point of global concern about press freedom in Turkey. We get more now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Journalists Can Dündar and Erdem Gül were released from a high-security prison in Istanbul after being held for 92 days, many of which were in solitary confinement. Dündar expressed hope the Constitutional Court's ruling would open the way for more freedom. He said the Constitutional Court's ruling today opened the way not just for them, but all their colleagues in terms of press freedoms and freedom of expression. Both men from the newspaper Cumhuriyet were detained in November over a report alleging that the government tried to ship arms to Islamists in Syria. The Constitutional Court ruled the prosecution violated the journalists' individual freedom and media freedom. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Newly elected FIFA president has promised to restore the shattered image of the International Federation of Football Association through what he calls reforms intended to make FIFA more transparent, professional, and accountable. Gianni Infantino spoke at his first news conference.
We enter now into a new era. It was today an important Congress, an extraordinary Congress, where some reforms have been approved, some groundbreaking reforms, and where a president has been elected who certainly can and will implement all these reforms in order to make sure that the image and reputation of FIFA will come back to where they belong.
Infantino will now face multiple FIFA controversies, including criminal investigations of dozens of officials for corruption. The awarding of the next two World Cups, respectively, in Russia and Qatar, also are under investigation. FIFA elected Infantino as its new president on Friday at a Congress in Zurich. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, in conversation with two more of the winners of Grammy Awards in the 58th Grammys, just handed out in Los Angeles by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. For the 58th time, NARIS, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, has given Grammys in various categories, every musical style you can imagine, to deserving artists. Now, it's not a perfect science, of course, because there are so many deserving artists who are totally unknown. But those that are known, and many that are newcomers, stood there and took their Grammys on the 15th of February, and we'll salute some of those winners, some of those great jazz musicians who won Grammys this year. Now, since it's new music for the most part, some of the classic work of the past is not honored, but in some cases it most certainly is, as it was in the song you're about to hear. Two of the greatest living jazz musicians, vocalist Tony Bennett and pianist Bill Charlap. They've made their names in many ways by performing songs of the great masters, of the great American songbook, if you will, standards. And in the case of the album they just released last year, The Silver Lining, The Songs of Jerome Kern, they sang songs by one of the most prolific writers of all time. Winner in the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album category, The Silver Lining, The Songs of Jerome Kern. And here's Tony Bennett and Bill Charlap to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with one of those classics.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. When my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for the pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath and start all over again. The battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, dust yourself off, pick yourself up, start all over again. Take me home.
Winning their second Grammy Award, this time in the Best Contemporary Instrumental Album category, over competitors like Bill Frisell, Marcus Miller, and Kirk Whalum, that is the great band Snarky Puppy, with one of Europe's finest orchestras, the Metropole Orchest, from the album Silva, with a piece entitled Flight. And now from some of the newcomers in jazz, Snarky Puppy, and they are certainly an up-and-coming and versatile group, no doubt, to one of the veterans, who had two nominations, one for his improvised solo on one of the songs from his album Past Present, and the other simply for the album itself. Congratulations to the great John Scofield, who won in the category of Best Jazz Instrumental Album. I talked with John Scofield about the project that he was working on at the time, which was Past Present, and working with the band, which featured his old friend, longtime friend and associate, saxophonist Joe Lovano, backstage at the Detroit Jazz Festival this past summer. John Scofield, backstage here at the Detroit Jazz Festival 2015. I'm always catching him on the run. I know you're on the run, but great to see you. And I spoke with your old buddy Joe Lovano, and he gave me a couple of thoughts about what's going to happen with the quartet tonight, and I'd get it from your perspective.
Well, I'm playing with Joe and a really nice group with Kobe Watkins on drums. And he's a fantastic drummer. My first time playing with him, he's from the Chicago area. The rest of us are from New York, Ben Street on bass. And, we have a new record that we made. That's my new record called Past Present, and that features that band, but with Bill Stewart on the drums. Mm-hmm. And we're playing a lot of the music from that and some of Joe's compositions as well. And it's always great to play with Joe, my favorite jazz guy that I mean, you can't have a favorite, but boy, you can't play better than that, I don't think.
He just is the jazz cat, isn't he? I've called him that so many times.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the quality of what he blows is incredible. And he's just, I don't know, we really line up when we play together. It works.
And lastly, John, every year I give an award, the busiest man in Moja. And I wait until the end of the year to bestow it upon the person, but I think here we are at Labor Day, and I'm going to give it to you. Because in the last year, with that wonderful record with Government Mule, with your old buddies on Juice, with Medeski, Martin, and Wood, you know, you're, what am I missing? I mean, you know.
Those are the records, and my new one, Past Present.
Yes.
And then I've been sideman on some records that came out, too.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
And touring the world and playing with Uber Jam.
As much as I can. It's nice to still be in the game and all.
Well, you're in the game and dictating what the game is all about when it comes to playing guitar. Listen, great to see you, my friend.
Thanks, Russ.
Have a good time.
And I must mention that a major event in John's life was the passing of his young son, Evan, just a couple of years ago. I'm very proud of the fact that John Scofield could rise up and still make music at a very high level and travel the world, continue his life. And on the album Past Present, he's dedicating it to his son, and especially the song you're about to hear, titled Get Proud. To John Scofield, the past is always present, because his son may be gone, but he'll always be with him. Enjoy Get Proud, John Scofield, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. The great saxophonist, composer, arranger, band leader of small groups and his big band, as you just heard, and member of the Yellow Jackets, too, Bob Mensur. Nominated in the Best Instrumental Composition category for the Grammys this year, and that is a cut from the album that was nominated, called Get Up, the Bob Mensur Big Band, with their version of the pop classic I Thank You. Now, coming up, we'll turn to the Latin side of things for the Grammys for the 58th year in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. I want this music to my lovely Valentine. And here is something in Menina News language. Menina is the name of the gentleman who wrote me this message. And please forgive me if I butcher your language, but I'll do my best. Tilahun gesese enina achi ikonain. Please do this for me. I really love my Valentine. That's why this is how I show her my love. Her name is Hayat. And that's from Mina New. Well, thank you so much. And once again, please forgive me if I ruined your language. I did the best I could. But I will dedicate the song we just heard, I Thank You, to your lovely Valentine, Hayat. Now let's get down to more of the business of the 58th Grammy Awards and turn to the Latin side of things as we celebrate one of the groups that was nominated but did not win in the Best Latin Jazz Album category. Two talented brothers who were born in New York City and were raised in Miami, a hotbed of Latin music and jazz. They are the Rodriguez brothers, pianist and trumpeter. And from their album, simply titled Impromptu, let's enjoy the Rodriguez brothers and the song entitled Fragment. Here on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
tabuleiro da baiana tem patapá, tem caruru, mongonça, tem umbu pra ioiô. Se eu pedir, você me dá o seu coração, seu amor de iaiá. No coração da baiana tem sedução, oi, canjere, ilusão, candomblé pra você. Será de nós dois, seu amor é tão fugaz, enganador. Tudo já fiz, fui até no canjerei, pra ser feliz, meus trapinhos juntar com você. E depois vai ser mais uma ilusão, que no amor quem governa é o coração. Tabuleiro da baiana tem patapá, oi, caruru, mongonzá, oi, tem umbu pra ioiô. Se eu pedir, você me dá o seu coração, seu amor de iaiá. No coração da baiana tem oi, canjere, ilusão, candomblé pra você. Juro por Deus, pelo Senhor do Bom Fim, quero você, baianinha inteirinha pra mim. E depois, o que será de nós dois? Seu amor é tão fugaz, enganador. Com você, e depois vai ser mais uma ilusão. Que no amor, quem governa é o coração.
I mentioned that the Rodriguez brothers in their album Impromptu had not won the Best Latin Jazz Album Grammy this year, and they had some stiff competition, including Gonzalo Rubalcaba, Wayne Wallace and the Latin Jazz Quintet, and Miguel Zenon, and the winner in the category from Brazil, the great vocalist and pianist composer Iliane Elias. Congratulations to her. That was a cut from her album Made in Brazil, the winner of the Best Latin Jazz Album Grammy for the 58th year of the Grammy Awards. This is Russ Davis, and we'll continue with an investigation of the Latin side of things as we give you some conversation I enjoyed backstage at the New York City club Birdland with Arturo O'Farrell. He, of course, born in Latin America in Mexico City, the son of the great Cuban-born artist Chico O'Farrell, and he's been a big part of the Afro-Cuban jazz scene for a long time now and has become quite a veteran. His sons are now following in his footsteps. He got two nominations this year, did Arturo O'Farrell, for his album Cuba, The Conversation Continues, recorded with his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. Let's enjoy some of the music from that one after we hear thoughts from Arturo O'Farrell here on VOA's Jazz America.
I try to work with people that inspire me. And, I mean, it's just there's a palette of musicians out there making great strides. I want to be stretched, and I want to be... I want to learn things that I don't know. I don't want to play things I know. I get bored if we play the same music for more than a month.
Well, it's probably a little annoying to my musicians.
They just look at the chart and go, and then you tell them how you want it to be played. I mean, they can see it on the chart like they see any other chart, but there's, once again, the emotion that you are personally bringing to it. Yeah. and your direction. Well, you know, yeah, all those different people, but at the same time, there's one foot in the tradition. There's no way you can escape the fact that you were raised in New York City with all of those different elements, that musical elements that are here. I almost don't think that the music you make, you have to have been raised in New York, really, don't you think?
I think so. I think New York is an incredible magnet for musicians from all over the world. I mean, incredible musicians come here. And what I think is very interesting is that sometimes they come here to learn the craft and then take it elsewhere. I'm in love with musicians who come here wanting to study and understand the roots of jazz, the roots of Afro-Cuban music. And then they go and they bring their indigenous culture, their aesthetic into the picture. And I think those are real heroes because they don't abandon their roots. And you're right. Man, I came from a very serious background, a very beloved Afro-Cuban composer, Chico O'Farrell. And he understood more than anybody else how to write for Count Basie, how to write for Machito, how to write for Celia Cruz, and then turn around and do, you know, work with Clark Terry. So there's an element, and this is the thing that I learned most of all from my father. There was no Latin. There was no jazz. There was just great musicianship and an attention to the aesthetic and the progression of the art. And I really believe that that's like futuristic thinking, especially in this day and age when so many folks are trying to conservatize, if you can coin a word. They're trying to really lock in jazz so that the select few can control the conduits of power and funding towards them. And I think it's really scary because they're people I love and admire. And I think that opening yourselves up to new influences and new strains is the only way to really keep those conduits flowing. We have a concert at the end of every season called Musica Nueva. And contrary to all that I was told, you don't play new music, you don't play long concerts, you play something that people like, you don't play difficult music. Contrary to everything that I was raised to believe, those are our most popular concerts, man. And I think it proves the fact that the American jazz audience is not simple-minded, not scared, and not really interested in replication. And I think they're really interested in expansion and progression. And they'd like to see the music that we call jazz, the music that we love, go on forever and ever. And this is the way to do it, in my opinion.
And here is a song from Chico O'Farrell's Grammy award-winning album, Cuba, The Conversation Continues, which I think helps prove his point that you must continue to be innovative so that the jazz that we've all known can be honored but can evolve. Here is a song entitled What Now, appropriately titled, I'd say, on Jazz America from VOA1.
Thank you.
That's Antonio Sanchez from his album 3x3 with the song Nooks and Crannies. His fellow Grammy Award winner this year, John Scofield, helped him quite a bit on guitar. And by the way, Antonio Sanchez, the great drummer and composer, won the Grammy in the Music for Visual Media category for his soundtrack work on the film Birdman. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me for this edition of Jazz America. And next week, we'll celebrate big band jazz, past and present. Jimmy Dorsey was born on February 29th in 1904, and Glenn Miller was born on the day after, on March 1st. We'll hear their classic big band and hear new big band from Dave Holland, Darcy James Argue, Joe Zawinul, and Dave Samuels on the next Jazz America.